And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus will head Bangladesh's interim government after former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country amid a mass uprising against her rule. Leaders of the student protest, the chiefs of three divisions of the military, civil society members, as well as some business leaders met with the president Tuesday to decide on the head of the interim administration. An Iranian plot to kill former U.S. President Donald Trump appears to have centered on a Pakistani man with ties to Tehran who hoped to also target other high-profile politicians and officials. VOA's Jeff Selden.
Charging documents unsealed Tuesday say 46-year-old Asif Merchant spent 2 weeks in Iran before flying to the United States in April, looking for help to target multiple government officials and politicians. And while the papers never identify which U.S. officials were on Merchant's hit list, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee said in a statement that this case was the one that prompted the U.S. Secret Service to enhance security for former President Donald Trump. U.S. officials arrested Merchant July 12th, a day before an unrelated assassination attempt targeting Trump during a campaign rally in western Pennsylvania. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that the U.S. is sending Navy fighter jets to a base in the Middle East to help protect Israel.
About a dozen Navy FA-18 fighter jets from the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier have flown to a military base in the Middle East as part of the Pentagon's effort to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies and to safeguard U.S. troops. The fighter jets and a Hawkeye surveillance aircraft arrived on Monday. A squadron of Air Force F-22 fighter jets is also on the way. In recent weeks, Iranian-backed Iraqi militias have resumed launching attacks on bases housing U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria after a lull of several months.
And this is VOA News. Russian authorities claim that a Ukrainian force launched a cross-border incursion into Russia's Kursk region, but was beaten back by troops and local border guards. The Russian Defense Ministry said as many as 300 Ukrainian troops supported by 11 tanks and more than 20 armored combat vehicles attacked the Russian border positions on Tuesday. It claimed that 6 Ukrainian tanks, 4 armored personnel carriers, and 6 other armored vehicles were destroyed in the fighting. The Russian report could not be independently verified. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris announced the state of Minnesota Governor's Tim Walz as her running mate on Tuesday, less than 3 weeks since President Joe Biden endorsed her to be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. White House correspondent Patsy Wadakaswara.
In November, Harris and Walz will go against Republican nominee former President Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance. Walz recently raised his profile as an effective attack dog against Trump and Vance, calling them weird. He has 3 months to introduce himself to American voters. Kim Brown is a voter from Pennsylvania.
Well, I don't know too much about him. I'm going to learn about him now that I know who she takes.
Harris and Walz will set off on a tour across key battleground states. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports Tropical Storm Debbie continues to inundate the southeast coast.
Tropical Storm Debbie has moved into the U.S. southeast with the threat of extended torrential downpours and flooding after raking Florida with heavy rain and high winds. The storm also caused fatalities and flooding in parts of Georgia and South Carolina. Savannah resident Michael Jones says his home was swamped.
I had to sleep on the kitchen table last night. It was hell all night.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin declared a state of emergency. Forecasters say Debbie will drench parts of South Carolina on Thursday and generate rain in southeastern North Carolina through Friday. The Middle Atlantic states, western and northern New York State, and northern New England could see heavy downpours through Saturday. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. has handed over its last military base in Niger, one of two crucial hubs for American counterterrorism operations in the country, to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Defense and Niger's Ministry of Defense said Monday that American troops have until September 15th to leave the Sahel country. The handing over of the air base in the city came after the U.S. troops withdrew earlier this month from an Air Base 101, a small drone base in Niger's capital. In March, Niger's ruling junta ended an agreement that allowed U.S. troops to operate in the region against groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group. I'm Tommy.